This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And I was thinking on the Sabbath day. In Ezekiel, it says, "Moreover, I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and thee, that they may know that I, the Lord, have sanctified them." And I'm thanking God we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus. And it says in Luke that he came unto Nazareth. And as he was brought up, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And we're walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Our great pastor is walking in the footsteps of Jesus, and we're following him as he follows Christ. And now I present unto you our great pastor and a great teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. By elders, evangelists, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We come to you in Jesus' name. His name is the Word. We're going to talk to you today about two foundations. There's only two in this life. Before we get into that, we're going to talk about the children of the prophets. Sister D, choir.
Scriptures you might have read,
how that Israel sat
at the feet of the prophets,
or God called them saints,
and how some did all that the Lord said do.
Through the law, truth,
be ye led, the Lord was made of the truth. Well, as it was, it's so now,
that
you once can be found. The sun God's anointed. Do you know who you are?
We're
with the way by faith. You
are
the remnant that left. You're the children of the prophets. Led by who comes in his name. Forever give God the praise. You're the ones out of Zion grace. That's the children of the prophets. That live holy,
cause we sin no more.
We show forth praise of whom that is worthy.
You brought us out
of darkness into his marvelous light.
No, this is a fight.
Continue on and inherit eternal life. Upon his word I stand. I'd rather obey God than man. Remembering just who I am. Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham. Do you know who you are?
We're
in the way by faith.
Here
you're of the remnant that left. You're the children of the prophets. Led by who comes in his name. Forever give God the praise. Through the wars of Zion he raised us. The children of the prophets. And we strive. Yes, we deny. Oh, yes, we hate every false way. Cause we're the children of the righteous seed. We're children that do believe. Children, stock of Abraham. In his name, forever give God the praise. Through the words of Zion he raised us, the children of the prophet. Do you know who you are? We're in the way by faith. Here we are of the remnant that left. You're the children of the prophet. Led by who comes in his name. Forever give God the praise. Through the words of Zion he raised us, the
God. Do you know who you are? If you listen to this broadcast long enough, you will. You'll know who you are. And you'll know who God's people is. Isn't that beautiful? I'm not boasting or bragging, but the scripture tells you who you are, who's blessed, who's saved, who's not. Deacon Debbie, what's the announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast on the World Wide Web at godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. We got through that. Isn't that beautiful? We are God's people. The people of God. Christians, we were called. More importantly, we're sanctified. Jews, circumcised in spirit, in heart. Israel, that's our name. The people of God. Isn't that beautiful? God's son. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. That scripture holds true today and from henceforth. If you keep therefore and do his commandments. Keep therefore and do his word. That's your wisdom. That gives you understanding of God. That's your life. That's our life. Isn't that beautiful? 1 Corinthians 3 and 11. We're going to talk about two foundations today. And there is but two foundations that a man can be built upon in this life. There's only two. And one you didn't need help with to lay that foundation. You were born with that foundation in this life. Laid already. Isn't that beautiful? And the two foundations, follow me as I go through the scriptures. As I follow the Lord, follow me. This foundation is called the natural man. Old man. It's called the flesh. It's called carnality. That's that first foundation. Every man is born in this life with that foundation that's got to develop. Foundation is laid. And there's houses many built thereon. And the scripture says no other foundation can be laid that is laid. You can only lay one foundation in this life. After being born in with that one, you didn't lay it, you were born into it. The only other foundation is that is Jesus Christ can be laid. Now, if you don't believe what I'm saying, believe the word. And if you think there's another foundation that can be laid, get it to me. I want to find out what that is. It's not, and show me where it is in the scripture. 1 Corinthians 3 and 11 says what?
For other foundation can no man lay.
No man can lay any other foundation. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're founded in, if it's not Jesus, no other foundation can be laid. Then what?
Then that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Now that's when you're in God. When you're in God, no other foundation can be laid than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And remember, Jesus is the Word. Jesus is God. You didn't come into this life founded in God. No man is founded in God when you come into this life. You're born in sin. That means every man is founded in the devil. And he's called the old man. Sin, the flesh, the natural man. You don't come into this life founded in God. God has to be laid in you. And God is laid in you as a foundation through the word.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What does the ninth verse say?
For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry.
What?
Ye are God's building.
Now we're God's building. We're laborers together. And as we grew up in life, the foundation of the devil was laid. We were born in because of Adam,
yes,
who brought that foundation, let it in. And we work with our parents, with the neighborhoods, with TV, with our teachers, whatever our eyes saw and we learned from, that was working. We worked with that to be who we were.
Right.
Until we began to be born again.
Yes.
When we were born again, not only was our houses torn down, the foundation was ripped up. Got a new foundation. That foundation is the word. Isn't that beautiful? That foundation is God. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Psalms 127 and 1. Now, some of you out there, follow me. And let's not get all huffy because of the examples I'm trying to lay out to you. Tornadoes come through and tear these houses down, but if there's a slab there, it's still there.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Not many places get ripped up. The slabs come up.
That's right. That's it.
God can get it up, though. God can rip up that and lay a new foundation. And most of the time, after the winds blow and waters come and all that, when they don't get that foundation up, man have to come in with bulldozers and tear it up and lay a new foundation for whatever building they want to build.
Right.
Psalms 127 and 1.
Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build.
There's many houses being built. Houses of presbytery, apostles and prophets, they call them. And they call a lot of whole churches holiness, Church of God in Christ. They got many names for these houses. But except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain.
Yes. That build it.
That build it. So if that foundation is the same foundation you came into God with, the flesh, you've been built up in corruptible seed.
Yes.
A house that's just corruptible.
Yes. Right.
Because the foundation is not sure.
Right. Yes, that's
it. It's a sure foundation, but it's the flesh.
Yes.
It's not in the spirit.
Right.
What?
Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman walketh but
now,
in vain.
Now, when God builds a house, that city, that house can be kept.
Yes.
But if that house is built on the flesh, the watchman waketh but in vain, because you're not going to listen to that watchman, because you're foundated on the flesh. But if the Lord laid a foundation and build a house, the watchman don't labor in vain. He's going to be able to keep that city, keep that house. Isn't that beautiful? Because it's all about God. Hebrews 3 and 4. Pastor, I don't believe you. You believe Ripley's, don't you? What I'm telling you is written. Ripley's what he's telling you. Somebody showed. It ain't necessarily written. It don't have to be true. But I'm bringing you the scripture, and every word is true. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
And I have a witness to that. Hebrews 3 and 4. Hebrews 3 and 4. Let's read that.
For every house is built by some man.
Now I believe the scripture.
Yes.
Every house is built by some man. So you don't go to church, hear about he died for your sin. You said, I'm going home and I'm going to get this for myself. Somebody going to build you. And if you do that, somebody built you to be that way. That's ignorant. Every house is built by some man. What?
But he that built all things is God.
God builds everything. Read the first verse. What does it say?
Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling.
Now, if you're a partaker of the heavenly calling, you're holy. Mm-hmm. Not Baptist.
Yes.
Not Methodist. That's a house that God didn't build.
That's right. That's right.
God's house is righteous.
Yes, it is.
Holy.
Yes.
Sanctified.
All right.
perfect.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's built in perfection. Consider what?
Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus.
What?
Who was faithful to him that appointed him.
What?
As also Moses was faithful in all his house.
Moses was faithful in all his house. So was the Lord.
Yes.
And the Lord came like unto Moses. Shouldn't we come like unto Moses?
Yes.
He was faithful in all his house. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But you cannot be faithful if you're foundated in the flesh. Ephesians 4 and 11. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
And the Lord had to be made also.
Yes.
It said he was faithful to him that appointed him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, don't write me and say, no, he was born. He didn't have to be faithful to nobody. He didn't have to. Come on. Every house is built by some man. That's what the scripture says.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
Ephesians 4 and 11. What does it say?
And he gave some apostles and some prophets.
All right.
And some evangelists and some pastors.
Now, God gave these.
Yes.
Because they were founded in him.
Yes.
Master builders.
All right.
He gave some apostles, some
prophets,
mm-hmm. some
evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
Why?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Now this is what God's house is all about, being perfected.
Yes.
So in the place you attend, if they're not teaching perfection, that's not God's house.
Yes.
And you cannot teach perfection foundated on the flesh,
right.
Because the law is spiritual and is also perfect. So if you're preaching perfection, you're talking about preaching God's law, which is God's word.
Yes.
What?
For the work of the ministry.
This is the work of the ministry. Not to tell everyone Jesus died for your sins. That's not the work of the ministry. I knew that as a child, that he died for my sins. Didn't know him. And even you today, most churchgoers, you don't know him. You know of him. And that's what these preachers that are built upon the flesh tell you about him, but they don't know him. Because to know him means you keep his commandments.
Yes.
You keep his word. Read.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
This is how the body, the house is edified.
Right.
What?
Till we all come in the unity.
Now this is where we're going. Till we all come into the unity mm-hmm. of the faith. The unity is oneness. One with the Father. Now, how are you going to be one with the Father when you don't keep the Father's word? You and threw in a couple of additional commandments. So this is love now. And moreover, you've done away with that because you couldn't keep it. You're throwing in something God didn't do. You got the first day of the week. He didn't rise on the first day of the week. You threw that in there. That's corruptible seed because the seed is the word. That means the word you're bringing is corrupted. Read.
Till we all come into the unity of the faith
what?
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
Now, if you don't get the one that God sent, you never get the knowledge. And I'm bringing you the knowledge.
Yes.
Because there's only two foundations in this life.
Right.
The devil or God.
That's right,
old man or the new man.
Right.
Spiritual man or the flesh, the natural man.
Yes.
Read.
Unto a perfect man.
Unto a perfect man. But these preachers and ministers that don't know God tell you, well, that don't apply to us. That's not what God means for perfection. Perfect means one thing, perfect, without blemish. And I believe he said he's calling for a church without spot or wrinkle. That's perfect.
Isn't
that beautiful? What?
Unto the measure of the statue of the Lord.
That means you're going to get your house measured according to the house. As Ezekiel says, show the house to the house, the forms thereof, the goings in and coming out thereof. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 3 and 9 again. Let's read that again.
Yes.
We're workers together. And when you hear the word,
yes.
you don't have a mind to yield to God. You're not working with God. If you don't have a mind to deny yourself of that falseness you're in, you're not working together with God. You're working with corruptible seed.
Yes.
What does it say? 3 and 9.
For we are laborers together.
We're laborers together with God. God is the word.
Yes.
So if you're not in his word, obeying all 10 precepts, you're not with God. That's what it means to be one with God. If you're not keeping the Sabbath day holy, you're not one with God and you're not working with God. If you have all these gods before God, graven images, taking his name in vain, you're not with God. You're with corruptible seed because you've corrupted the word of God. We're laborers together with God. What?
Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building.
If you're God's building, you're going to be built upon the foundation. Ephesians 2 and 19.
All right.
Now, this is God's building. If you're God's building, this is how you're built upon. New foundation, Jesus Christ. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And Jesus Christ has been the foundation from day one. Because in the beginning was the Word.
All right, go ahead, Pastor.
Even the Word is the foundation of the earth. It's the foundation of it. Because that's what it all thrives behind.
Yes.
The Word. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. 2 and 19, what does it say?
Now therefore,
what?
Ye are no more strangers and foreigners.
Because if you're not founded in God's Word, which you say you cannot keep, because you said the law is done away with, you're a stranger. You're a foreigner. That means your house don't belong on this block. Isn't that beautiful? Don't belong in Israel. Strangers and foreigners, what?
But fellow citizens.
Fellow citizens, it means you belong to the family, to God's nation. God's family is Israel. Fellow citizens, what?
With the saints.
Wait a minute, not with the Christian, but with the saints. Because if you are being called a Christian, what good is it if you're not sanctified? What good is being called a follower of Christ and don't follow him unto salvation, unto sanctification? What?
And with the saints and of the household of God.
Now this is God's household. And what?
Yes. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
Now it don't say you're built upon prophets and apostles. You're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And they're founded in the Word. In the truth, in sanctification, in righteousness, in holiness. Isn't that beautiful? Matthew 16 and 15. And I hope someone have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Now, if not, call me Isaiah. Lift up thy voice like a trump and show my people their transgressions. It's in the house of Jacob to where they have sinned. Isn't that beautiful? Because they've been founded on a lie. All you Sunday goers, that's a lie. Lord didn't rise on no Sunday. He didn't ask you to observe Sunday as the rest day. Sunday is yet the truth in his word. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days, the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. And you say your Sabbath is Sunday, it might be, but it's a lie. It ain't in God's word. Isn't that beautiful? Matthew 16, 15, what does it say?
He saith unto them.
What?
But whom say ye that I am?
Now God is talking, the Lord is talking to Peter. Because it was asked, who do men say that I am? When they told him, he was described as being one of the prophets. And he was, because all of God's anointed are one. Then he said, now who do ye say that I, the Son of Man, am? What did he say?
And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Wait a minute. Who don't know that today? But if you haven't been revealed it through scripture, through the knowledge, you can't really see who he is. What did he say?
And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee.
Wait a minute. So this is what most of the churchgoers are getting from these ministers and from what they get out of the scripture, things revealed by flesh and blood. But you've got to have this revelation revealed to you by the Spirit. Because he said he made known his ways unto Moses. He showed Jacob his word. Anybody can read the word and say, well, I've seen it. But it's got to be shown to you in the Spirit. Flesh and blood, what?
Flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee.
What?
But my Father, which is in heaven.
What?
And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter.
Now, I'm saying to you, you are Peter. Mm-hmm. What?
And upon this rock, I will build my church.
Now, he didn't build his church on the name Peter.
No.
What he told Peter was a truth. Your name is Peter. That's the truth. And upon the truth, upon this rock, that's what rock means, truth.
All
Right. Upon this rock, what?
I will build my church.
I will build my church on the truth. That's what we're founded in. We come here on the Sabbath day. When we get rid of the gods, that's the truth that God is calling for. Not this junk you all talk about, Mother's Day, Father's Day in the church. All every day is in the church now. God says Thanksgiving is a time. That ain't got anything to do with that. Some natural mind thought that up. Once a year and the rest of the year, you're not thankful. But on that day, you all come together and say, I thank you. No, you should be thankful all the time. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail.
So these ministers are the gates of hell because they lead people to hell. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and these ministers will not prevail against the chosen. What?
Yes. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom.
He had the key. And God's anointed have the key today because it is the truth. St. John 18:37. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. And he's doing the same thing yet today and henceforth. God builds his church on the truth. That's the foundation. Thy word is truth. So if you're not built upon God's word, you don't have truth. You got corruptible seed. St. John 18:37. What does it say?
Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then?
What?
Jesus answered.
Now he asked him, are you a king? Just like he told Peter, your name is Peter. Yes. Simon Bar-Jonah. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to build my church on the truth. Yes. Pilate asked him, are you a king? What did he say?
Thou sayest that I am a king.
What?
To this end was I born.
What?
And for this cause came I into the world.
Why?
That I should bear witness unto
So he came here to bear witness to truth. Yes. That's what he was talking about.
Yes.
He built his church on being a king.
No.
Built it on the truth. Right. He said, say this of yourself. But this cause I came into the world. So he came here to bear witness before he told Peter upon this rock. He came here because God is a rock. Right. He is the truth.
Yes.
Did he say that? I am the truth and the life.
All right.
He came here to bear witness because it was here before he got here because he put it here. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
This cause came I into the world that I should bear witness. What?
Unto the truth.
What?
Everyone that is of the truth heareth
so
my voice.
So if you got any kind of desire for truth in you, you're going to hear what I'm saying.
Beautiful.
You're going to hear the voice of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Malachi 2:6.
Beautiful, beautiful.
God's church is built upon the truth.
Yes.
Built upon the word.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Built upon God.
Right.
Built upon sanctification.
Yes.
Built upon righteousness.
Yes.
Built upon holiness.
Yes.
Built upon oneness.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? With
yes.
God.
Yes.
What does it say? Malachi 2:6.
The law of truth.
Law of truth.
His mouth.
Now, if your preacher not bringing the law of truth, now how can these ministers say the law of truth is in their mouth? They said the law was done away with. And the Lord said plainly, I come not to destroy the law or the prophets, but to fulfill. And as he walked, and as he is, so are we in this life. He's holy.
Yes.
What?
Yes. And iniquity was not found in his
That's
lips.
That's lawlessness. It was not found in his lips. What?
He walked with me in peace and equity.
Peace and equity, because great peace have they which love thy law. What?
And did turn many away from iniquity.
We're trying to turn people away from all these gods that surround us, round about us, and from graven images and taking his name in vain, and from forgetting the Sabbath and keeping the Sabbath, and from not just being called a Christian, but living holy, sanctified. Read.
Yes. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge.
Priest's lips should keep knowledge.
And they can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast on the World Wide Web at godscovenantchurch.org.